This is JIS News. Coming up, Epoch urges patience with economic reform, government committed to improving climate for manufacturing, and $4.6 billion to be raised from special consumption tax. The details after the break.
Calling all government pensioners, the Accountant General's Department invites you to its Pensioners Information Forum. Come learn more about the AGD's modernization program and other services. The first stop will be at the Errol Flynn Marina, Portland on Friday, September 25, starting at 10 a.m. Representatives from the NHF, SAGICOR, and other financial institutions will also be on hand to share useful information on pension health benefits and so much more. That's a Pensioners Information Forum hosted by the Accountant General's Department, Friday, September 25 at the Errol Flynn Marina in Portland, starting at 10 a.m. See you there.
Now the news. A total of $4.6 billion is expected to be raised from the increase in special consumption tax SCT on petroleum products to fund the oil hedge program this fiscal year. As part of revenue measures for the 2015-16 fiscal year, amendments to the schedules of the General Consumption Tax Act have been made to allow for this increase. The amendments to the act were passed in the House of Representatives earlier this week.
The oil hedge program has sought to reduce the country's exposure to changes in crude oil prices over the medium term. The program is funded by the increased SCT, with $5 out of every litre going to fund the initiative.
Minister of National Security Peter Bunting speaking in Parliament on behalf of Minister of Finance and Planning Dr. Peter Phillips Wednesday. Mr. Bunting says the increase became necessary given the adverse effects of the reduction in oil prices on government revenues. He says the measures were implemented in March through provisional orders under the Provisional Collection of Tax Act. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says the manufacturing sector will be given key focus as Jamaica works to reform the business environment and achieve further improvements in its global business ranking. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says the government, through the National Competitiveness Council, among other initiatives, has been implementing legislative and administrative reforms to benefit the sector.
Year after year, in good times and in bad, the manufacturing sector makes a steady and reliable contribution to economic expansion, economic growth, and development. We are doing so as this sector is vital to expanding local production and generating employment, which is needed to significantly boost our rate of economic growth.
The Prime Minister was speaking at the official opening of Industrial Chemical Company Limited's newly upgraded plant in Spanish Town, St. Catherine, on Wednesday. Meanwhile, Mrs. Simpson-Miller is urging the country's manufacturers to harness the provisions of the recently expanded National Export Strategy, NES, to reach new and non-traditional global markets. Co-chair of the Economic Program Oversight Committee, Epoch Richard Bars, is urging members of the public to exercise patience with the government over Jamaica's current rate of economic growth. Mr. Bars says while many persons are anxious to see high rates of growth over the short to medium term, they must be mindful of the challenging economic position the country is moving from and adjust their expectations accordingly. He adds that based on the country's current economic trajectory, growth will occur in slow, gradual stages over the medium to long-term future.
Well, when you look down the road and you see some of the government projects to come on stream, and you see the growing business confidence, and you hear about more and more business people doing this or doing that, you begin to see that it will happen, but it is not going to happen in the kind of time frame that we all would like to see, which is the next 6 months, the next 12 months.
Mr. Bars was speaking at a recent Epoch press conference. And Industry Minister and Member of Parliament for Western St. Andrew, Anthony Hilton, is pushing for the conversion of the Riverton City Disposal site into a waste-to-energy plant. Minister Hilton, who was making his contribution to the state of the constituency debate in the House of Representatives recently, said investors have been showing an interest in developing the energy potential of the site.
I'm therefore calling on the Natural Works Agency, the Ministry of Science, Technology, Mining and Energy, and local government to exercise a joined-up government approach in order to expedite this process.
The industry minister adds that converting the site into a waste-to-energy plant is the best way forward in managing the facility and maximizing its commercial opportunities. That was the JIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.